goes into the hill area to visit Juan Diego, the humblest of her children. And this feast is really underlines the spiritual maternity of Our Lady. If you listen to the words that Our Lady said to Juan Diego, and she's saying to the world and to all the peoples of this land of Mexico and the Americas, that I will be, that I want a church built for my, in honor of me, in honor of God, where I will show all my love and compassion and my protection and my help. She said this, and she said it in such a tender, loving, caring way. You know, am I not your mother? Am I not, are you not in the crossing of my arms and the shadow of my mantle? So Our Lady's placing her mantle over the Americas, and Our Lady is the patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, patroness of this friary, patroness of the friary in Wisconsin, the shrine there, and so many other places. Our Lady is you know, wrapping the country over with her mantle, and she's, you know, blessed this nation. There's so many good and holy people in, you know, the United States, and I'm sure in South America, where there's so many humble people, so many devout Catholics, although it's being taken over by Protestants who've been going down there evangelizing, because many Catholics are not practicing their faith. Certainly the countries are getting taken over by Masonic governments and socialism and different things. So it's a sad what's happening in South America, what's happening in Canada. It's gone, you know, into apathy. Sad, but are still so many, many, many good and holy people. Only God knows how many. Certainly we're, you know, there's enough faithful Catholics, faithful Christians that God is answering our prayers and has blessed our nation in many ways. Our Lady Immaculate Conception being the title for United States. And so, you know, it does underline the spiritual maternity, the maternal care that Our Lady has, the tender love that Our Lady has for us, and it can only be described as a mother, as a tender mother who's deeply, deeply concerned about her children. And certainly the natural response is that we treat her as a loving mother, and that we are good children to her, and that we turn to her for her protection, for her compassion, for her help in every way, knowing that she's going to lavish on us that maternal care, and to be loving children, of our loving mother. That's all she wants. That's what she wants. And as a loving mother, she looks upon her children who are in need and who are suffering in different ways. One of the greatest pains is if her children don't turn to her, don't ask for her help, don't depend on her, and don't trust in her. And so we don't want to do that to Our Lady, but to truly be loving children who truly deeply know of the maternal loving care of their mother. And there's no greater apparition that underlines this truth of the spiritual maternity of Our Lady's Our Lady of Guadalupe.